Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Little things that made me happy yesterday was a text from Jerry Recco. And Jerry Recco had an observation of a show he was watching. And it was about Joe Exotic. I will not share the exact text message, but it told me that Jerry Recco was in on Tiger King. And that made me so happy that you had found some time to watch it. So now there's at least three of us that have either seen the thing or in the process of watching it. I got two more episodes in last night. I believe I have two more to go. But Jerry, now that you are in this Tiger King world with us, what would you like to say?
It's interesting. The first episode was okay. It was more eye-opening, I think, because I could not believe how many people are into these things. Shaquille O'Neal, by the way, being one of them. And we're going to get to his sound coming up in a couple of minutes. But I don't know. How about the fact that people are comfortable enough to get in a cage and wrestle with these animals? The whole thing to me is bizarre. And I got through part of the second one. And then I kind of fell asleep. It got too late. So I'll pick up on that tonight and then or later this afternoon. So I'm going to try and nail down a couple more today. But it is a very interesting dynamic of what the hell these people do and how they live their lives.
Oh, I mean, it keeps getting stranger and stranger. And the first episode is an introduction, which I think they needed to do. I think they needed to spend about a full hour trying to tell you exactly who these people were because it's just so hard to believe. And then the real strange stuff starts to happen as you dig deeper in their lives and you see some of the crimes that may or may not have been committed. I mean, and it's across the board. So hang with it. I can't wait to see how this thing ends. There was a shocker in the last episode that I watched I did not see coming at all. So this is just, it's captivated a lot of people who are watching Netflix right now, and that's a lot of people across the country. So Al, would you say that, now I got seven episodes, right Al?
Yes.
So would you say that the last two episodes, it gets even stranger? Because every episode has gotten odder and odder. Are the last two as strange or stranger than the rest of the series?
Yeah, yes, because, yes, I don't want to give anything away. I almost gave All something right. away. But yes, it does get stranger and stranger. One of the other interesting All things right. that came out of that show was this idea that a lot of these guys are weird dudes, and they, a lot of them have beautiful women that follow them around, as you were mentioning. And they say that they are able to seduce these women by offering them to take photos with baby tigers. And then once they agree to do that, they know that they've got these women.
Yeah, right. Like especially that Doc Antle. And then the other guy who came in with Joe Exotic and bought the place. He was another one that he would have these cats or these big cat kittens, these tiger cubs, up in hotel rooms in Vegas. And then these beautiful women would go up to these hotel rooms
Don't
and hang
give it
out
away.
With him. And,
it's not giving anything away.
It's not giving anything away. It's just more about the weirdness of the cat thing and taking pictures with tiger cubs somehow gets all these women involved. It's just nuts.
The one thing that did get me that I thought was kind of funny, and it's the first episode, so if I give this away, so be it. It's episode one. Where I actually laughed out loud after the poor woman gets her arm ripped off. How he walks into the shop and he's like, I'll tell you guys first, if you guys want a refund, all good. But one of our employees had their arm ripped off by a tiger. But whatever you guys want to do.
Like, that was great. I know. You're probably going to see it on the news. So I'm just going to tell you, tiger ripped the arm off. So if y'all want a refund or a rain check.
That was funny.
The whole thing is bizarre. All right, Jerry, so you have an update for us?
We are brought to you by the Ray Catena Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today at a Ray Catena Service Center for first-class service at affordable prices. Yeah, we do. We'll start with the football because there is good news on this coronavirus deal. We've got Sean Payton has been medically cleared, so he has battled his way through. He is okay, and that's good news for him and for the rest of us because you see the light at the end of the tunnel if, in fact, you get it. There is positive outcomes for some and for Sean Payton.
Well, let's drain all his blood now and make a vaccine, right? That's what we need to do.
Yeah, I guess you could do that. The Cowboys and Dak Prescott said to be negotiating again as they try to work out a long-term deal. Cowboys gave Prescott the franchise tag a couple of weeks ago. The Giants losing wide receiver Cody Latimer to the Redskins. The Bucs signing Ndamukong Suh to a one-year contract. Ron Rivera, he's the new head coach in Washington. He's got Kyle Allen on his team and thrilled for that.
Kyle's a young quarterback. He's had some success. You know, he's good in the locker room. He understands what I'm looking for.
Because he coached them, and he also expects a competition between he and, of course, their first-round pick from last year.
They're going to compete. I mean, at the end of nobody knows what's going to happen. So we've just got to get ourselves ready and really like who we have in terms of our young quarterback.
And so locked in Washington. The NFL is going forward with the draft as scheduled, and they will use it for charity to raise money for COVID-19 relief. From baseball, Rob Manfred spoke on ESPN. He acknowledged that this will likely not be a 162-game season, remains hopeful of starting sometime in May, but that's a long shot, as we know. He also said he's open to being creative with the schedule. We have discussed the seven-inning doubleheaders from the Blue Jays team president the other day. So, yeah, that's possible, even if some don't like it. He also mentioned the idea of a neutral site World Series in a warm city if the season goes late into fall. Now, that said, Al and I do a warm-up show between 5:45 and 6 every morning, and we met Scott Boras' interview with the LA Times. Give me your thoughts on this, because I actually love it. He believes a season between, let's say, 144 and 162 games is possible. They wouldn't start until late June or early July. The season would stretch through November, playoffs in December, held in neutral dome sites or parks in Southern California and Miami. Wild card games, December 3rd, division series, the 5th through the 9th, league championship series, December 11th through the 17th, World Series, the 19th and 26th of December. Thoughts? Love it.
Wow. Man, I don't know. Going all the way to Christmas with baseball,
it'd be a truncated season, and we'd have the playoffs roughly around when we normally had them. But I don't know. I guess that it's great to have sports just to go on and on after we haven't had them now in these months. But it seems just so strange to me. I can't even imagine watching baseball around Christmas. It just seems impossible.
You know what the amazing thing? The amazing thing is that. All right, let's say that happens and it plays out the way that he's thinking it may play out. How does that impact next season?
When does spring training start for next? They go right from the World Series right to spring training again?
They get 2 months off and then back at it.
Yeah.
Back at it. I kind of like it. It's kind of neat. He says no in his proposal, no off days in the playoffs, and games would be played in L.A., Anaheim, San Diego, Miami, Seattle, Arizona, Milwaukee, Toronto, Houston, Tampa, and Arlington. Kind of cool. Here's Aaron Boone. He says James Paxton progressing nicely as he is working his way back.
Paxton is home in Wisconsin, and he has continued with his throwing program, and he's able to work out up there.
Boone giving us the update on Aaron Hicks as well.
Hicks has begun his throwing program. He's working out in Arizona. He's back home, so he's with his a physical therapist there.
Boone, of course, also like all of us, wanting the games to come back, but he knows when they do, it will be different.
I still am kind of optimistic and hoping for the best and hoping we can get in as many games as possible. You know, obviously that's going to be altered to some degree.
And you'll get more from Boone, who will join Joe and Evan on the Fan later this afternoon. Mets pitcher Noah Syndergaard will have Tommy John surgery today. Here's thoughts from Pete Alonso, who sees what everybody's doing in the hospitals, the schools, everything going on. And a big thank you from Alonso.
It's Pete Alonso with the New York Mets. I just want to say thank you so much for all the time and effort that you're putting into this. Thank you on behalf of everybody.
Now, you talk about a kid that just gets it. And even the videos last week, you know, that he sent the message to the cancer patient. I mean, he has been out there front and center, and good for him.
Yeah, he sent that video. Yeah, there were healthcare workers, there were nurses and doctors that are actually watching those videos, too. So he was able to send them to people who could watch them. It wasn't just like a thing he put out generically on his Twitter account. He sent that to a lot of people privately. So, yeah, I mean, the guy is, every time you turn around, he's one-upping himself and making him just a bigger leader and a bigger superstar in his city.
Yeah, just outstanding. All right, here's Mark Cuban and Shaquille O'Neal. They were on the big podcast that Shaq is a big part of, as you can imagine. It's his podcast. Here was Cuban, who, because of what's going on, the NBA is going to resume, and he believes this could change things in terms of different starting dates. And we've talked about this, too, where they could change the schedule. He says it's something he's always backed.
For the last 15 years, I've been asking David Stern and then Adam for us to start on Christmas Day. And the response has always been our TV partners don't want to play in the summer because most people are outside and there's fewer people watching television.
Well, he believes now because of what's happened, they may be forced to do something like that. And he thinks it's a good thing because it'll put them front and center and then they can go up up against baseball in the summer, which he thinks would be good as well. In the end, Cuban just wants the games back.
I'm only guessing. I haven't heard anything specifically from Adam, but I think so, yes. I just think that as horrible as all this is, we need sport. And Adam recognizes that.
And the beginning part of that, I led into that poorly. The back end is about wanting sports back. The beginning was he was asked if he believes that they could resume by June 1st, and he thinks that is possible. Now, here's Shaq. He was in the first episode of The Tiger King as he went to that zoo, and he discussed it on the podcast.
Have you seen the show Tiger King?
Oh, it's already on my sheet. Everybody's watching it. Yes. I've just seen the little video clip that they're trying to get you to watch, but we're watching other things right now.
All right, well, let me clear myself right now.
Yeah, Shaq cameos in this thing.
I love tigers.
He loves tigers.
That's it.
Well, that in that part, yes, I'm getting to more. Then he discusses seeing and meeting Joe Exotic.
Dallas was playing OKC. So instead of flying back and forth, me and Alex, we get on the Shaq bus. So on the way, we see a sign that says Tiger Sanctuary. So we go in there, and it's a beautiful place, and the character that was there was Exotic Joe.
And he was fired up to meet him, basically. He was asked if he owns his own tigers.
And do I put donations to these zoos to help these tigers out? I do a lot of time. Do I own tigers personally at my house? No, but I love tigers. And listen, people are going to make their own opinions, but again, I was just a visitor. I met this guy, not my friend, don't know him, never had any business dealings with him.
And that was in relation to, is he worried that he'll get bad press or bad pub from being in this show? Because as we've discussed, it's kind of nuts. But
yeah, I immediately thought that. When I saw him in there, I said, uh-oh, he's going to have to put out a statement or something. You know, there's no way he knew what was going on at this place. And he
right.
had no idea who Joe Exotic was, really, if he was walking around the grounds there. I was shocked to see him because all the other patrons that are there are just, you know, crazy people who want pictures with cats and cubs. And they come in there, they buy the Joe Exotic coffee mug in the gift shop, and they go home and they put that picture up on their dating profile, and then there's Shaq. It's like,
right.
What? How the hell did Shaq end up at Joe Exotic's place?
If this was in, like, a big city, or if it was in, like, Orlando, say, where there's all sorts of family attractions, I would, because they have what? They have the Gator Zoo, right, in Orlando, or right outside Orlando. So, you know, you go there. I would think of going to something like this. I would think it's pretty cool. Where it is, and then you see where it is, not so sure, but I guess the locals, it's something.
And then Joe Exotic comes out in his sparkly shirt and his gun in the holster and his blonde-dyed mullet. And then you're thinking, what is this? Yeah, and then you got a worker. You got one worker who just got out of jail. You got another worker with one arm because it got ripped off through a cage. He's got two husbands that are straight. I mean, then... It's like,
it's
okay,
bizarre.
time to get back on the Shaq bus and get the hell out of here.
Well, yeah, and then he went on to talk
Come
about
it. He had to know, but wait a minute, time out. He had to know that there was a TV show being shot.
No, because it was on. No, I don't think so, Boomer, because even watching the episode, so this guy's had a camera on him every minute of every waking day. And until he hired a specific producer, his TV show only aired on the internet with like 20 people watching it every day. So I don't know.
I'm just kind of thinking, though, that somehow Shaq had, well, when he got there, he had to know that there was a camera on, right? I mean, so that you have to tell him. You can't just.
There are cameras everywhere in this place.
And he knew that.
Well, you're talking, what, 20 years ago?
Yeah.
I would say it probably was. Had to have been. It was a long time.
When Shaq was there? No.
Yeah, because I thought he was talking about when he was playing.
No. Because it was Dallas and OKC. He wasn't on either one of those teams.
I thought it was Miami-Dallas. Okay.
No, he's at Dallas-OKC because he was in Oklahoma where Joe Exotic's place is. So, no, I think it was probably more like 4, 5, 6 years ago. But I don't blame him for ending up there. I mean, if I was just randomly in Oklahoma and saw Tiger Sanctuary, I think I would want to go see it too. He kind of got caught up in this thing. And plus, you really have no idea what the hell is going on there.
True.
When he's putting on this big show. You have no clue who these people are, what they're doing in there, and he probably just got caught up in the thing. And then as far as cameras being on him, I mean, wherever Shaq goes, someone's going to put a camera on him, especially in this day and age where everybody's whipping out their cell phones. So, I mean, I don't necessarily blame him for being there, and I just, when I saw him in the documentary, I knew he'd have to, like, issue some sort of statement to clear his name.
I was under the impression watching that documentary, I thought it made it seem like Shaq bought a Tiger Cub from that guy.
And he was very clear that he did not.
That was the impression I got from it. But it was so quick. Like, Shaq's appearance on that was so quick. But yeah. I don't know. That's the way I felt when I first saw it.
Well, he put it out there that he has never owned a tiger, never will. But he does like going and hanging with Mike Tyson because Tyson's got two white tigers. And those are his favorite ones, he said. Cuban was, at one point during the interview, he was just blasting politics, as you can imagine. And I think he's serious about this. They asked him about, what about a Cuban and Shaq for president and vice president coming up soon?
2024, I don't know. We'll see. You know, lots can change between now and then. So, you know, it's not something I thought about at all.
Because if you and Shaq ran together...
Shaq was my running mate.
Yeah, if you and Shaq ran together, you guys would win.
I know we would win.
For sure.
We would win.
Could you imagine?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
That's funny. Anyway, so that was from the big podcast. We'll have more of that.
I could just see the Bernie Sanders and Shaq debate. How are you going to pay for all this stuff?
There will be a price tag.
How much is it going to cost?
I can't tell you how much this will cost, but every American will be able to get everything. There will be free college. Or free.
How are you going to pay for free college?
I don't know. Shaq, did you or did you not vote against the free college fund?
I was never in the Senate.
Okay, I'll try again.
Very well done. The NHL postponed their draft, scouting combine, and the yearly awards ceremony. And Dayton's Obi Toppin, the AP Player of the Year, is leaving school early to enter the NBA draft. All right, Jerry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.